mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We're now going to start taking some of your phone calls. Then later, I'm going to get back into more of the police state news that we haven't even gotten to. Al Gore in a lot of trouble, being shouted down at the Apple shareholder board meeting by many of the people that got up to the microphone. That is in the news by his own shareholders. He's on the board of Apple. The latest on ClimateGate and what's happening in Chile. It is all coming up today. But we're also going to take a lot of calls in this hour. Donald in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. The U.S. Constitution says that money bills are supposed to pass or originate in the House. It looks like to me that the TARP bill at least failed initially in the House and then went to the Senate and kind of...
That's right. That was a violation. And Congress is over the issuance of currency and credit, but the Federal Reserve says Congress has allowed no oversight. It's just all lawless criminality.
Well, it seems like Congress is giving up their powers to regulate the U.S. Industry. But I'll hang up and let you go on.
God bless you, Donald. Great point. Absolutely. And Obama, on all the carbon taxes, has said, okay, the Senate won't pass my environmental tyranny bill, I'm just going to implement it through the agencies. And, oh, I can't ban BB guns or airsoft, I'll just have the ATF start arresting people and raiding them and taking the BB guns out of toy stores. I mean, they just don't care. It's a lawless group of crooks. John in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, John, we are Change Chicago here. I happen to call Bernie Sanders' office about his remarks about the climate deniers, and the girl that answered the phone in his office, I reminded her about all the fraud going on in England, and she claimed that, oh, we have our own data, if you can believe
no,
that.
No, that key climate facility, Nextus, with NASA and Penn State, these are all selected government institutions, all with each other in the emails, engaged in fraud. Did you tell her that?
Exactly, I did that. And I called Durbin's office, the Illinois senator, and I asked the woman that answered the phone, was not Washington shut down for a week with blizzards? And she, all she could say was, the snow has melted. She denied that they were under blizzard conditions for a week, and Congress was shut down.
And then we've had some of the coldest temperatures worldwide in more than 50 years. Let me expand on that, though. For those that don't know, Bernie Sanders said you're a Nazi, and it should basically be illegal. That's what they say in the EU. There's calls to arrest Lord Monckton for climate denial. You're not allowed your free speech. And Ben Santer at the UN admits they took out all the scientists that said man wasn't making global warming. It's come out that Pachauri is engaged in all these scams, that all these other things about the ice shelves disappearing and glaciers in the Himalayas were all lies, and sea levels haven't risen. They've dropped, and polar bears' numbers are way up. They're not dying. Folks, it's all lies. All I can say is you guys did a great job, and We Are Change Chicago. What's that had, like 400,000 views, We Are Change Chicago confronting Al Gore? He needs to be confronted everywhere he goes. Daniel and Mash, you got 1 minute. Go.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I've been a big fan of yours for a very long time. There's a few things I wanted to say, though, but I'll keep it short, man. A few shows back, you said that you are, every time you give the news, that you hold back certain information. I want you, please do this. Give it all out. Give out the full view. Give everything out. Everything that you know, just throw it out. Don't restrict nothing. Just throw it out there.
Well, let me be clear. I don't hold back anything when I'm covering a specific story or government document, but I've done research and have a lot of other ideas and understanding about things going on in the world that are amazing, but I don't cover it because it's speculation. That's specifically what I meant to clarify that, Daniel, but I appreciate your call. I mean, there's just some things people can't handle. It's a lot worse than you think, folks.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, taking your phone calls. Coming up, I want to get into the latest fraud by the United Nations, owned and run by offshore piratical banks who admit they have pushed the entire fake environmental movement. That's why all the big oil companies, the NFL, the sitcoms, the dramas, the earth is dying. We've got a tax that'll save it. This is the funding mechanism of world government. Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU, the head of England, Al Gore, they all admit this is the key to global government. And their program is in deep trouble, but they intend to just fraudulently go on with their brainwashing. That is coming up. I've got some other police state news I'm going to be getting to as well. And I've got some more news on the government health care bill, another giant wealth transference. But first, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Dude in St. Louis. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Dude.
I'm David, not Dude. I've been pushing this agenda since 85, so it's great for my friends that finally I think I'm nuts, and they all listen to your show, and I push you at my website, domestic.com, all the time. I go to China a lot. There's two different kinds of airsoft guns, the Tokyo Marui, which are illegal because they have the red tips and they fire too fast, and then there's a KT Tran that actually has a 9mm blast round in it. With a hole drilled in the bottom, and it actually has a removable magazine, so it looks completely like an M16, and the air cartridge is built into the pull-out stock. So if they would be bringing one of those in, those are illegal.
Yeah, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. The ATF has no jurisdiction over replicas. It doesn't shoot real bullets.
Yeah, I know, because I actually had the police confiscate all of my guns and ammunition without any sort of warrant, because a neighbor felt threatened by seeing it in my garage, tens of thousands around, and I've been fighting for 2 years to get it back.
How many times have you heard me, because I see it in the news literally every day or two without looking, it's just everywhere, where in every case, some old guy, he's always been an old man usually, is in their garage in a neighborhood cleaning their shotgun, and the neighbor sees it, and the guns are legal, and the cops come and say, doesn't matter, it's an arsenal, there's no law against arsenals, and I've seen them call 5 rifles and 1,000 rounds of ammo an arsenal. I've seen news reports where the ATF visits people's homes when they buy over 200 rounds of ammo. I mean, it's just all illegal, they're intimidating and harassing gun owners. Dude, what happened to you? Or David, what happened to you?
My wife, during a divorce, called police and said I hit my kids. My kids said it never happened. They've kept my kids from me for 2 years. I've been arrested multiple times. I bring the Constitution to court. I leave court. I get arrested. They said they've got faulty paperwork. I get released. I push you on drastic.com. It's my website. I'll pull out more stuff on there tonight. But I fight the Constitution.
When you fight for the Constitution, well, I'm going to let you go, David, but let me just say this. This is going on in America. This is happening. And it's just crazy. Mark in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man? I just wanted to say thank you for putting up my video, or I should say our video, because it was from a couple different people on your website. It's InfoWars Prison Planet.
What was the video?
We were the UCSB students who chased out Karl Rove a couple days ago.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, tell folks about how you guys routed Karl Rove, who ignores congressional subpoenas, felonies, who just engages in countless dirty tricks, who just does whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, I don't know. The original objection to the whole thing was just because we weren't even going to be able to ask questions in an open, democratic kind of format. They were all going to be pre-screened. And so pretty much there's student fees or student student dollars being put into this event, and we don't even get any kind of say into.
So you went and stood up against him, and the guy fled. I appreciate your call. Your phone's bad. Let's talk to Derek in Mississippi. Derek, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was going to tell you, last night my girlfriend and I went to go see this this new movie called The Crazies. And what it does is it kind of gets the people who go see it, it gets them acclimated to a military takeover. You see, the military and the government had surveillance over this small town throughout the whole movie. And they contaminated the water supply with a biological weapon. And then what they did was they ended up sending soldiers into the Iowa city to take families out of their homes in the middle of the night, throw them in a camp, separate families, and then they killed everyone. And in the final scene of the movie, they drop a nuclear weapon on the Iowa city.
And what's the name of the movie again?
Crazy. It might have just came out.
I'm getting all these emails about it, and I appreciate your call, so I'm going to have to see it. But most of the movies that are out now that are action-adventure, the government releases a bioweapon or engages in a terror attack, and then it comes and basically rounds everyone up and then kills them. But in reality, for 5 years, secretly, and we got the documents 4 years ago, it became mainstream news 2 years ago, just Google's clergy response teams, you'll see the documents, local news reporting on it. We've got a new film, Police State 4, coming out. We've been quietly producing that breaks this down, amongst other things. And I was contacted by two separate pastors almost 4 years ago, and they gave me the internal FEMA documents through Homeland Security where they secretly pay tens of thousands of churches nationwide to tell their flocks, go to FEMA camps, take inoculations, turn your guns in. Romans 13, it's of the Lord. And that's just one example of all of this quiet programming going on behind the scenes. In fact, before we end the show today, I'm going to go over this article that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Kurt Nemo has written. I can't find it here in my stack. Here it is. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. Louisiana cops plan for end of the world scenario. And it's the Shreveport Times that originally reported it. We go break down the whole history of it. And they're training militias. They always demonize citizens trying to form their own for the Constitution Bill of Rights, which they're supposed to under the Second Amendment. And then they're forming their own militias all over the country. It's part of the InfraGuard program with license to kill citizens, mow people down. They have wheeled tanks, 50 calibers, you name it. So that's coming up. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. I got three things, but I'll keep it under a minute. I know you got a lot going on. With this Patriot Act being renewed, do you think, I know the mainstream media is not picking up on it, but do you think someone like Glenn Beck, who is, he's left-right guy, he's going to stick with the right, but do you think he'll talk about it and bash Obama even though...
No, he always tells you we must defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but we need the banker bailout. Global warming is real. We need new taxes like value added to pay the bankers, and the Patriot Act is good, even though the whole thing is built and designed for the American people. And he said the MIAC Homeland Security Report was okay.
Okay. Now, when it comes, when Obama was inaugurated at a speech, when he's inaugurated, and I know it seems inconsequential, but when he didn't say I, when he stumbled on that speech because he said he was nervous, he never said I uphold the Constitution. He missed that. Now, did you ever talk about that? Is that?
Yes, we did. I mean, he did more than that. He left the God part out.
Exactly, and I think that kind of absolves him in a way of basically him going against the Constitution.
And then they had a secret ceremony. In fact, pull up Obama swearing in to it right up to where he messes it up. And then he had a secret swearing in, and people think, oh, that's an accident. No, he on purpose is setting the precedent here for global government, violating, what is it, Article 1, Section 3. He became the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council. And CNN said, my gosh, president of the world, unprecedented world government. And Henry Kissinger was there, and when he did it, everybody's mouths were hanging open. They're setting the precedent, violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I agree, he didn't do the oath correctly on purpose. Go ahead.
I want to say, you know what else? It's almost like science fiction, but you know what? Every time you turn around, they're trying to do something else. And my last point, have you ever thought about trying to get your show on like a satellite radio, like Sirius satellite radio?
Sir, they re-air, thanks to a lot of listeners asking, the Friday show for 4 hours on Saturdays, and I just got the word that the next month we're going to be on live 5 days a week. Because they just can't stop the signal anymore, and it's pretty much a done deal.
prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
But all Barack Hussein Obama has done is violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He said, as a constitutional lawyer, I won't have these executive orders. I won't have these signing statements like Bush did. I won't reauthorize the bad parts of the Patriot Act that violate the Constitution that are being used against the American people in non-terror-related cases. And he signed it earlier this afternoon, the last day of February 2010. Coming up, Louisiana cops plan for end-of-the-world scenario. This is going on all over the country quietly. We're going to break down the preparations for full-bore martial law. If we expose it, they may not be able to go to it during the financial collapse they're planning in the next 16 months. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. There's so many on hold. Who's up first here? Al in Oregon. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks, Alex. There's a woman by the name of Karen Quinn Sostado who's hitting the Internet circuit right now very hard. I think she has a website. It's called taxfree15.com. And she
yeah, no, she's called in on the show, and I do plan to try to get her on in the next week as we come up. Yeah, she wants it April, starting April 15th through the 18th, to have people have a national strike.
Yeah, she's got a very compelling case for economic boycott. And
no, she's very articulate, and I've told my producers we're going to get her on.
Well, that'd be great. I think it would help out a lot. Thank you.
Anything else?
No. Maybe those 50 caliber machine guns by those volunteers could be turned around on that swivel.
Well, that was the Founding Fathers did stuff like that, that they were evil. We need to let foreign banks rob us. Now, we need to fix things peacefully, ladies and gentlemen, but the system is gearing up to force us into violence, which is what they want. So we want to not have violence, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Florida. Randy, you're on the air. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, I got a comment regarding Deborah Dina. There is a viable choice for your governor's race in the Constitution Party candidate.
I hear you. I mean, I think people should vote for Deborah Medina, even if she doesn't look too good right now in the polls. It's still a big success that she's gotten between 16 and 20 points, depending on which poll you look at, Rasmussen and others. There's a Gallup poll as well, because the fact that a constitutionalist like her could get that many percentage points with very little funding was getting a lot of other people around the country to run on a constitutionalist platform. But all of her flip-flopping that 9/11 truthers are healthy and good, and that she agrees with people's right to question, and then she says we're despicable and bad, that turned a lot of people off. And I talked to quite a few Austinites before I even covered that on Wednesday, who over the weekend had heard her comments on talk radio in Dallas. It had made the rounds on the Internet. I was shown it Sunday and said, read this, and I didn't even listen to the audio. And once I did, I was outraged by it. But I'm still going to vote for Deborah Medina, but it means she could flip-flop if she got in. But we know she's better than Perry and, of course, some of the other people, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Okay, let's go ahead now and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Chris in Florida, another caller from Florida. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good. I think we've got two callers on at once, but go ahead.
Sorry, that is my wife. She wanted to say hi. She's
a big hi.
She says hi. Hey, Alex, I heard, and I wasn't at all surprised that Stephen King was in the know about everything, and that was because I had read, I'm like a year younger than you, Alex, and I think I was about 13 when I read The Running Man. And there's such a huge contrast between the movie and the book. And if you haven't read the book, I suggest you do it. It only takes like an hour. You can.
No, I have read it. It's a short story or medium size. Well, I mean, let me be absolutely tomorrow world exclusive, never before heard. It doesn't premiere until officially on the web until Tuesday. Shooter Jennings, incredible musician in his own right. This new album blows away anything he's ever done. Incredibly eclectic. Sounds like Muse meets Pink Floyd meets Van Halen. He said I could air the entire album tomorrow. I don't intend to do that, but we're going to play several songs in their entirety. We're going to play part of all 14 tracks. But there's not just 14 tracks of music. There are 8 tracks of Stephen King's spoken word you're going to hear here. And Shooter wrote a lot of it. King changed some of it, wrote part of it. The spoken word you're going to hear. And I talked to him. We're working on getting King on, if not tomorrow. Probably not tomorrow because I was told he's out of town. But the next few weeks, King obviously is aware of the New World Order. He knew about it in the 70s and 80s. And The Running Man, made into a movie about a futuristic police state with kids spying on their parents and big telescreens, you know, saying if you're caught out after dark, you'll be permanently detained, and Patriot Act type stuff. Look at all his books. The Stand, where an evil group releases a global flu to kill the majority of the population. If you read Roland, Deschain of the Tower, that all goes back to poetry. Child Roland to the Dark Tower came. Child is the name of an untested knight. In its medieval term, that's what it means. It doesn't mean a child. It means a knight on a quest against evil. And I probably read, 20, 30 more Stephen King books over the years. And so he knew about the New World Order when I was in diapers. But, yes, Shooter did tell me that he knows of the show, likes it, and has heard it, and likes what I'm doing. Shooter Jennings will be on with us tomorrow. Stephen King is incredibly private. And I'm not going to say any more, and I'm just going to leave it at that. He rarely does interviews, but we have put out the invitation, and he may accept it when he gets some time. But regardless, you will hear exclusive for the first time ever, Stephen King. In fact, I think I'm going to play a very short clip at the end of the show. My guys are in here actually getting the, 14 and 8. So 14 and 8, we're talking about quite a few tracks. They're getting all these tracks together right now and loading them into the computer so we can play them in intros and outros tomorrow. And if they've got time, because I just gave them the request about 8-9 minutes ago during the last break, and I haven't even chosen a track yet. I've got to run back there during the break and say, okay, that's the one I want. A little spoken word of Stephen King and a little bit of Shooter Jennings' band. So that is coming up towards the end of the show. If we get around to it, let's go ahead and jam in a call. Let's talk to Herman in New York. Herman, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. I would like to know, what would you say are the top 5 best books to learn about the history of the New World Order, how it all started, etc.?
Number 1, Carol Quigley, head of political science at Georgetown. He describes the entire left-right paradigm, how it's all controlled, the roundtable CFR groups that run our countries. If you want to know how the New World Order works, I would read The Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire by Gibbon. I would read None Dare Call It Conspiracy. So that is coming up. Okay, we did get it queued up. I will give you for the first time ever a short clip. This is just a short piece of some of the spoken word by Stephen King with Shooter Jennings' band. Coming up in the last segment, you'll stay with us for that, I know. Let's go ahead. It's totally anti-New World Order. And I talked to Shooter again Friday because he sent it to me weeks ago, wanted me to listen. I was so busy I didn't listen. And they hadn't pointed out it was also Stephen King. And I can't quit listening since I've been, it's just incredibly good music, and the King stuff is amazing. And I said, man, this sounds a lot like me. And Shooter said, no, I wrote it as if it's you. And so I've inspired it as this talk show host. And then King took it and changed it some. And so it's Stephen King, Alex Jones, and Shooter Jennings that I guess went into this, most of it to Shooter Jennings. So that is coming up. I wasn't going to talk about it. I was going to leave it for tomorrow, but a listener brought it up. Never thought I'd be sitting here playing exclusive, breaking, premiering Stephen King, Shooter Jennings material. Okay, let's go to Pat in Oklahoma. You're on the air, Pat.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on your show.
Good to have you.
I've got a question. You've probably addressed this different times, and very soon all of us in the United States are going to be affected by the census people that are going to be coming to our doors.
Yes, I've been addressing it.
And
go
anyway,
ahead.
Alex, suppose they ask some questions that we feel uncomfortable with. You know, are we going to go to jail, or like if we're on disability, or are we going to get the IRS? They're going to stick the IRS and audit us, or cut our disability checks, or put us in jail? Or
I have the complete answer for you. Do you want to add any more, or do you want me to go ahead and
do it? I'll hang up and listen to you, Alex. I thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your call. Okay. I've been on this since 1999. And we've covered it ad nauseum, and I should get back into it. We should do some census shows because everybody's asking me about it. And I have this blind spot where if I've covered something 50, 60 times, I don't cover it anymore. We have all these new listeners. We're on so many new AM and FM stations. Why do we have a census? Well, it started at Mount Sinai with Moses. What was it, 3,000 plus years ago? And he was told by Yahweh, Jehovah, to number the people of Israel. Now, fast forward to 1789. The United States has been formed. The Bill of Rights Constitution has been ratified by the 13 states, formerly colonies. And the way it works is each state gets two senators, but according to population, they get House members. And so the only reason for a census is to apportion, okay, there's this many people in Texas, there's this many in California, this many in New York, this many in Oklahoma. And so you get this many House members, and you get this many every 10 years, and that's how they apportion it. But government wants to force you and compel you to answer questions. Now, you have a Fifth Amendment. If the police pull you over, and you have a car full of drugs, under the Bill of Rights, Fifth Amendment, you don't have to ever answer any questions. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. That's called Miranda, which goes back to the Fourth Amendment. If they catch you with dead bodies, you don't have to answer questions because they may plant dead bodies on you. The point is that federal judges have ruled, one in Texas back in 2000, that you don't have to answer questions except for who lives in this house. That is, there's five people, there's two people, there's one person in this apartment. They can't come in. They can't ask any other questions. And if you read the census forms, and they have one version that has seven questions and one that has 50 and one that has 200, and they have an American Communities business one that has 500 plus. I've gotten one of these. And in 2000, this guy comes to my door, and he says, you didn't fill out your whole census thing. And I said, give me the census form. I said, because I happened to get the long form that year. They had 50 back then. And I happened to be one in six households that got the longer one. And I said, look, you ask how many people live here, and you have U.S. code and law that I have to answer that. But it looks like the whole document. They know they have no jurisdiction or no law, but they say this under law and under penalty of prison time and misdemeanors, you must answer it. But that's underneath. The U.S. code is under the first question. That's the only one they can ask. But then it looks like, to the uninformed, that the entire thing is something you have to answer. What type of toilet do you have? What are your stocks and bonds? Do you own a firearm? Now, fast forward to 2009, 2010. 2009, they first send out census workers to go to every door and mark the GPS marker of the front door that has dual use for the military and law enforcement as well, and that later came out. Now there's all these cases of census workers coming and banging on doors, threatening to arrest people if you don't answer all their questions. Now the second wave is here. You don't have to answer any of it. They can't come in your house. There's been cases now in 2000 and now in 2009, 2010, where they're forcing their way in, demanding you let them in. The police can't do that. But they have these people with a little plastic badge that they're a census worker. And I have this guy at my door threaten me. That was me arrested. And I said, look, Fifth Amendment, get off my property right now. And so I just wouldn't answer the door. I would fill out the census form. The Fifth Amendment says you don't have to even give me your name. But the point is, give them, if you want, give them your name. Don't lie on it, because then that does create lying to federal officer stuff. Your name and who lives there. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's all. That's all you've got to do. That's even more than you've got to do. And that's what I do. And I tell them, get off my property. They haven't shown up yet. And if they do show up and demand I do it, they can go straight to Hades. I am not doing it. I have a Fifth Amendment under the Bill of Rights that was fought and died for, and I'm not going to be part of it, period. Okay, let's go to Ken in Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. First time to get through to you. I'm a prison planning member for over a year now. I sent you a DVD several months ago. I don't know if you saw it, but it was on chemtrails. I'm in Dallas. And I just wanted to say that they've just been massively spring today.
Well, by the way, it's now been declassified. The first press conference John P. Holdren, White House science czar, gave was to admit there's been a secret program manipulating the atmosphere. We added to jet fuel. It sprayed out to create artificial clouds to protect you from global warming. Totally made up. And Microsoft admits they're involved. Bill Gates and weather modification. In fact, Google that for folks. They won't believe it. Microsoft patents weather control. And, yes, there's a giant program. These guys want to play God. They want to surveil everybody, know what you're doing, control the weather. It's real. And, yes, we did get your DVD.
I know you don't have a lot of time to get to making a DVD on it. I kind of wanted to ask you what
you're doing. Sure, we're going to make a chemtrail film. We're on it right now.
Okay, that's great. I'm looking forward to that. I just worry about breathing it, you know, and it's a concern of mine. So,
well, yeah, they claim that the barium salt and aluminum dioxide is to form artificial nuclei for cloud condensation to be created. But the barium salt, aluminum dioxide also ends up in the jet stream and falls all over the planet, does cause neurological disorders and all other sorts of problems.
I just feel like it should be on one of the top of our concerns, but I know there's so much tyranny going on. It's hard to get it all in.
Ken, good job.
In the Fed rally.
Go ahead, in the Fed rally.
I'm there with you in Dallas.
God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, Ken. Travis in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi. Good day to you, Mr. Jones.
Good day.
I'd like to get right down to the point. I was going down to New Mexico to talk on one of their AM radio stations because I tend to do that a lot. I'm kind of like the Alex Jones of my area.
Good.
But, I'd agree with you. That's very good. But getting back to the point, I went down there. We were at a border checkpoint, getting back to the ATF thing. They pulled us over to secondary, which is their form of searching people further than what they need to be searched, pretty much, and without a warrant.
Yeah, the LA Times admits, and they have these 100 miles in some areas, that they just pull you over, take your laptop, download it. They only seem to harass citizens, and the illegals are all in sanctuary cities and left alone. So what happened to you?
Well, what happened, we were videotaping the Border Patrol point because it was 56 miles. I looked at it on a map. It's 56 miles away from the border, and it was just a few miles away from the radio station where we were at. And they pulled us over for videotaping, and they searched us. They took our camera, broke the tape, broke the camera, and when I told them that I wouldn't give them the three toy guns that I had because I was doing a segment on the ATF taking the toy guns, they forced me out of my car, tased me.
I know. Hold on. We've seen the videos of them tasing. Okay, it's the final segment. I want Travis to be able to finish up. I need to hit this Louisiana cops plan for end-of-the-world scenario. Infowars.com out of the Shreveport Times wrote a story about this. This is mainstream media reporting it like it's no big deal. I want to talk to Craig in Afghanistan briefly to see what he has to say. We have a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com is the site. But I wanted to play this. Now, this is shortened of one of the spoken word tracks. Black Ribbons is the new album. It's not out till Tuesday. It premieres here tomorrow on the air in the last hour and a half. Shooter Jennings, Hierophant is the name of the band. Of course, the son of Waylon Jennings. But here is a little short clip of the world exclusive you'll hear tomorrow with Stephen King, the all-time best-selling author, and talking about the New World Order. This is the intro to the album. Here it is.
From the center of nowhere, atop the shoulders of giants, above the creeping fog of disinformation that clouds the American Union, this is Will-O-the-Wisp, and this is the last light radio, your last beacon of truth and defiance. I've always started my shows by saying that all ships lost in the night search for the lighthouse on the rock of the enlightened. But good truth seekers out there, the battery is fading and the light is dying. I see that freedom has failed us, and with no light, the night's going to be a long one. Woody Guthrie said, this land is your land, this land is my land. Great words, but this land is their land now.
And then it starts slow and really builds up. That's Shooter Jennings, Hierophant. You're going to hear an hour and a half of Hierophant, Shooter Jennings live, Stephen King. World exclusive tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, in the last hour and a half. Okay, really fast, Travis. We've seen all the videos of pastors being beaten up 100 miles inside the U.S. in some cases, smashing cameras. They videotape us. They track us, but we're not supposed to protect ourselves. I hope you sue them for what they've done. But it was in the L.A. Times. They mainly target citizens. The Border Patrol's told, don't stop the illegals. 800 cities, including Austin, where I live, they're above the law. Go ahead.
Well, as I was saying, I was tased, and then they took me into their office, and they said, oh, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. We'll help you. We'll fix you back up. I ended up getting sent back to North Carolina. I was never able to get on the New Mexico radio station, and I had to report it where I was, which hardly anyone listens to it where I am right now.
Well, where did this happen? And we'll check into it.
It happened at the New Mexico, I think it was on Highway, I'd have to look it up.
Well, I got to jump, Travis. I appreciate your call, but I've seen videos similar to that of it happening to other people. Real fast, and I got to hit a final news story or two. Craig in Afghanistan, are you in the military or a contractor, Craig?
I'm a contractor, Alex.
Well, how many folks are listening over in Afghanistan?
I bought your CD from you. He sold you one of your pirated videos that he bought from China.
Awesome. So you guys are listening over there.
I try to let some people watch your CD. I hand them out.
Well, good to have you. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the big issue that I want to think is that we're fighting against these evil people. They worship, they go to these secret societies, and they worship these the devil, I guess. I don't know.
Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove.
There used to be laws against that, I think, in the 1800s. Is there any laws against being a member of Congress?
Well, that's right. President John Quincy Adams made it illegal. And he had the anti-Illuminati party, basically, and tried to rot those folks out. But, no, it's alive and well. And the public is starting to learn about this. But, look, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, it's very wicked. These people are into the occult. They mean business.
Yeah, I think that's one of the major things we have to fight against. The Bible calls we don't war against flesh and blood, but principalities, and I think we need to concentrate on that somehow. I don't know.
You know, we've talked about that. I mean, when we study evil and evil organizations, and this is when I speculate, I really do this, it's like they're being guided by something. These people are idiots. They're like zombies, a lot of them. But it's the mystery of evil the Bible talks about. They are guided by a dark force. They're tied in together. They work together. And it's amazing. God bless you, Craig, in Afghanistan. I'm sorry to all the other callers. We're out of time because I promised to hit some other news here at the end of the radio broadcast. How cool was that, Stephen King? There's a bunch of it coming up tomorrow, folks. Stephen King premiering stuff on this radio show. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? And coming up in like a week or two, they've got South by Southwest. I got contacted by a huge household name movie star. It's not the first time this has happened, but this guy probably wants to go public. I'm going to be hooking up with him, probably hearing here in studio. It's just, and again, why is that important? The public pays attention to movie stars, and Stephen King. And we're the mainstream. We're the future. We're saying no to the tyranny. And it's very exciting. Okay, look. It almost does a disservice to just cover this at the end and not give you all the background, because it's so much worse than just this article. It's Kurt Nemo. It's prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com. Louisiana cops plan for end-of-the-world scenario. Police in Louisiana, Bossier Parish, are training for an end-of-the-world scenario, according to the Shreveport Times. That's a quote. The program is dubbed Operation Exodus, inspired in part from the book of Exodus in the Bible. Coming to America, Egyptian cop beats a protester during demonstration over low wages. It goes back to Moses. Parish Sheriff Larry Dean told the newspaper that the buck stops with him. The liability stops with Larry Dean. That's a quote. I am the chief law enforcement officer in the parish, and it is incumbent upon me to protect all the people in it, the officer said, referring to himself in the third person. Now, this sounds bad at a certain level because we research it and the feds are telling him to do this, but the feds know the truth. The feds know the sheriff is the supreme law enforcement officer, the elected official who can literally has martial law power. So the feds are getting smart now, we've learned. In a lot of states, they're trying to phase out the sheriff and then give martial law power to these unelected police chiefs. But in areas where they can't do it, they're just going to the sheriff. We need to go get our sheriffs elected to say no to the feds. Sheriff Richard Mack, let's get him back on this week. And others are now doing that. Dean's plan is to protect Bossier Parish vital resources like food and gasoline. Remember, the feds came in during Katrina and locked all that down, cut the sheriff's department transmission lines. Like food and gasoline, in the event of a catastrophic event such as war or a terror attack, Dean said he had been thinking of the plan since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, reports Drew Pearson. Under Dean's plan, the police will use volunteers supplemented with active public safety personnel that will be dispatched to vital areas of Bossier to protect them from looters and rioters. Dean listed as examples, grocery stores, gas stations, hospitals, and other public meeting places. Now, folks, quietly the feds have been training for 8 years for this, and you get the internal documents that we've gotten and published at Infowars.com, and Kurt later in the article does break it all down. I just meant in time-wise, we're running out of time here. And it's all designed for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. Remember, high and dry rich areas, they came in and took their guns and wouldn't give water and food for 4 days, even though they had it, to the people at the Superdome. They wanted to set the precedent there. Instead of normal riot equipment such as shields and batons, the volunteers will be armed with shotguns and have access to 50-caliber machine guns mounted on vehicles dubbed the War Wagon. On February 20th, volunteers were trained in hand-to-hand combat techniques. So this is very scary. They're training to take on the American people. The ATF's illegally confiscating airsoft rubber pellet BB guns. It just goes on and on. The article details all the martial law preparations for 3 pages after that. But we are out of time, unfortunately. My wife barely allows me because I'm working so much to be here for 2 hours on Sunday, or we'd do more. But we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm waiting for the phony environmentalist fearmongers to say the Chilean earthquake was caused by global warming. The UN and Danny Glover already said that about the tragedy in Haiti. But Al Gore separately, Al Gore, a lightning rod at Apple shareholder meeting, this out of the news.cnet, CNET News, says the majority of people stood up at the shareholder meeting, he's on the board of Apple, and shouted him down as a fraud and a scammer. Meanwhile, the IPCC and the UN have been caught in more fraud, and Al Gore has written an article for the New York Times saying we can't wish away climate change, demonizing everyone who questions all their fraud and says it doesn't exist. This guy's a joke who's already made $1 billion off phony environmentalism while ignoring serious environmental crises we face, like genetic engineering, overfishing, and other issues like that. Great job, crew. Jason Burmes is coming up live for 3 hours at the Infowars.com streams or on your local station. God bless you all. Wake up and take on tyranny. Great job, crew.